Welcome back to the Jaboy Way of Life. Today we're talking about rivers and lakes. Rivers, we all know that there are many, and they connect, all the water connects throughout the entire earth. Like 3% of it is all fresh water, and the rest is salt water. 3%, and there's 8 billion people, not to mention all the animals and plants and that also need this water. So 3% is what there's left that's drinkable, and that has to be distributed amongst probably a billion species, if not more. Not species, but billion beings for humans, and billions more insects and animals and birds that fly, not to mention the plants. That's kind of like a given, you know. Keep the waters clean and fresh. I do believe the largest lake is over in the Asia's over there. But here we got some of the largest fresh body waters of water here in the by Minnesota here in the Great Lakes area. Do we want to take this and ruin it? No. There has to be plenty for everybody, including our children and our grandchildren. I know I keep saying that, you know, for our children and grandchildren. Take a moment to reflect that, you know. What exactly does that mean to you? What does that mean to everybody? You know, not just you and your family, but the next one on over, the next one on over, and their generations to come. Here we are in an era where we have a lot of decisions to make. And we'll talk about that in probably our next show here. So, anyway, water, it is to us the blood of the Earth Mother. And whatever we do to the Earth Mother, we do to ourselves. So, you know, here we are digging and gouging into the Earth Mother, the mother of all mothers, and basically creating scars on her and hurting her. And these flows of water, especially the dams, there's like 75,000 dams. And do they really have a purpose, these dams? They're, you know, obtrusive. You know, look at the salmon runs out in the West Coast. The salmon runs, you know, there's species that can't get past some of these dams. Sometimes there's 8 of them that they have to get past, you know, out of millions of them. And it's pretty much impossible because they have these all dammed up, you know. Same way with here in Minnesota, lowering and flooding out different areas. Winnebagoche is a man-made lake, flooded a lot of area, and yeah, it contains fish, you know, and this and that, but here we are talking about the mother of all mothers, who has in her selection and her patience has made a way of life for all here. And sometimes we're busy thinking of not, you know, whether or not we could, when we really should be thinking of whether or not we should be messing with the Earth Mother and the lakes and the rivers. You know, over the course of time, a river will change direction quite on its own. Every bend with the flow of water will change over a long period of time, because the flow of water is a force. And that force will change directions. You know, one millennium, the rivers could be on the elbows, turning around a corner, could be on the left-hand side, and next it would be on the right-hand side. So, But all of these are very, very important, especially the sediments that they bring forth and the silt that they carry along with them. Definitely a thing that helps out the plants and the diversity of the plants and what kind we have. Especially, you know, like when we come along a river bank and we start to clear cut the trees that absorb the water, where's the water going to go to? You know, if the trees don't absorb it, of course it's going to create a flood coming down river, and anybody living next to the river is going to be affected by that. So being careful, whether, you know, whether or not we should, what type of, you know, we're supposed to be a being that is supposed to be highly intelligent. It's hard for me to believe that how intelligent we truly are when it's taken 100 years after we've been here for 4 billion years. It's taken 100 years to dirty the water, the land, and the air in the name of progress. So the lakes and the waters are the lakes and the rivers are super important to us because they carry everything that is done to anything upstream is affected downstream.